Okay. Anyway, colorful personalities. Here we are today on Daf Nun Gimel. And we got up to yesterday, we ended a little bit early, Lechrod Hasiyum. And we're holding on five lines up from the bottom of Amud Beit. Ein Bevorachim, so we're told over there. Good thing I didn't see it.
Is he joining the Marine Corps?
Did he lose the
kid alone.
International.
Ein mevorachim al ner. So we're told you can't be mevorach on the ner of Akum. Separately, we're told you can't be mevorach on the ner shel avodah zarah. Mashmah, the two completely different issues. Now, the ner of the misiva of an akum, it doesn't say of avodah zarah, of goyim. Now, bishlam and ner, I can understand why we should, it says both ner and bisamim. I can understand why a ner that belongs to a goy shouldn't be used on motzei Shabbat, mishum delo Shabbat. Because this ner itself had been used on Shabbat, actually, Rashi is a little bit sorcerer himself, although there may be a mistake of the girsa, as to whether the problem is that it was used for malacha on Shabbat and was actually lit for in malacha, through doing a malacha on Shabbat. But the point over here is that being as this ner was itself not mechabed Shabbat, so to speak, we don't use it as a simen of the kavod Shabbat at the end of Shabbat. I must mention to you that there's a number of different dinim that are involved in the ner. We know when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, the ner is actually part of the din of Havdalah. Because the point of the Yom Kippur is that we want, see, normally we make a Borei Morei Aisha Motzei Shabbat because we view that as the beginning of post-creation. So up until the end of Shabbat, everything basically came from God. The moment Shabbat was over, Adam HaRishon creates fire, so to speak. In other words, he takes two stones and he makes a fire, as the Medrash puts it. And so we're mevorech on the extension now into the week from the Kedusha of creation through the processes of Adam's activities. We say the Borei Morei HaEsh on that first fire. Now that's only Nogei Motzei Shabbat. So the question is, what would be the point of making a Borei Morei HaEsh on Motzei Yom Kippur? Because it has nothing, unless of course it happens to be, that Yom Kippur came out on Shabbat, and indeed there's different dinim of the ner of Yom Kippur, but Motzei Yom Kippur, that came out on a Shabbat, you see, because of this. So the only reason that we make normally on Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur, a Borei Morei HaEsh is not for the Eish per se, but rather for the Havdalah between Yom HaKippurim and Chol. To show that during Yom Kippur we could not use the fire, because of the Surbim Lachan, Motzei Yom Kippur, we do use the fire, but in order to do that, we need a ner that had been around during Yom Kippur, and that had not been used. So there the concept of ner Shabbat in terms of Yom Kippur is very different than some of the ideas that we're talking about here. We want a ner that had been lit and hadn't been used, which only now will be used, and thereby show the difference between Kedushat Yom Kippur and Chol. When it comes to this halacha that we're talking about, Ner Shabbat, it shouldn't be confused with the din on Yom Kippur, because certainly on Motzei Shabbat, we can light a fire. And then it was not a Ner Shabbat, a Ner Shalom Shabbat. It was simply a Ner that wasn't here during Shabbat. It's not Nogea, whether it was Shabbat. We could not do that on Motzei Yom Kippur, unless it was also Motzei Shabbat, of course, in which case we're making it. There'd be tremendous nafkaminas, by the way, La Halacha. Because on Motzei Yom Kippur, you need to have that ner, because it's part of the Takana of Havdalah. Whereas on a normal Motzei Shabbat, you don't have a ner. You don't have a ner. It's not part of Havdalah. If you forgot the ner, you don't make another Havdalah. You don't even have to go chasing after a ner in the first place. So it's two totally different dinim that happen to have the same bracha. It's fascinating. So here the concept of a ner Shabbat is that if there was a ner that had been lit on Shabbat, then you have a problem of using it lichvod the Havdalah of Shabbat. That's all. In those terms, even a ner that had been used by a goy, They said the goy isn't chayev on Shabbat. But nonetheless, this ner itself did not express the kavod of Shabbat, of the Shvitat HaBriyah. Some actually, Achronim, want to bring a raya from here, that if there's a concept of a ner Shabbat in terms of a goy's ner, then there must be something about the nature of Malachat Shabbat that's in Yisur Heftza, not only in Yisur Gavra, in Lomdisha terms. Which is a big stretch, because that's not the point. What we're trying to show is Shvitat HaBriyah, not the dinim of Shvitat Shabbat, obviously. Like the Nahar Sambatyam kind of idea that the Gemara uses to show the Roman that there's an idea of Shabbat in the Bria. Okay, so to use that Ner, we don't want a Ner that had been lit on Shabbat, and according to some, the gears that we have here in Rashi, a Ner that had been used to do Melacha on Shabbat. So therefore, you cannot use that. That's what we're assuming now, and that would be the reason you can't use the Ner of a Goy. But what about the Bisamim? What the heck is wrong with the Bisamim? Omar Rav Yonah Marav, Achav B'Mesibat of the Kofobim Maskinan. Actually, we're talking about a party. And at a party, everybody raises a cup to the Lord, whoever that may be. And since Stam B'Mesibat of Avdei Kofobim is B'Kibun Avodah Zarah, therefore we view it as a problem about Avodah Zarah. But that was a separate clause in the Mishnah. So the isn't it apparent that there's two different issues? One a din in akra, meaning of a goy, the other din in actual use of avodah zarah, which of course you're not allowed to be nene from in any way, and certainly passes it for use for a mitzvah. Not necessarily. The Mishnah may be organized in halakha and reason, which we call matam. In other words, first we tell you the halakha. Matam ein mevorchim lo al haner velo al habisamim shel akum. Note that we included ner here. There's another girsa that leaves out the ner, which is in the Yerushalmi. In other words, ner, we stick with our original reasoning, that it was a ner shelo Shabbat. And bisamim, we're adding a new reasoning for bisamim. As I mentioned to you when we learned the Mishnah, the Rambam includes both of these, ner bisamim, of Akum Mipneshi Stam Misibata Vodat Kochavim Lavodah Zarah, which means that not necessarily do we have any mention in the Mishnah of the concept of the Ner Shabbat. We'll see more about that later. Tan Rabbanan Ur Shabbat Mivorchin Alav Shalor Shabbat in the Vorchin Alav. So if you have a flame that had actually been shoveit, you can use that. Not, you can't use it. Now what does it mean? My Lo Shabbat. Are we talking about something that didn't express the idea of Shvitat HaBriyah? Is that what we mean? In other words, even though it would have been completely mutter to do this as if somebody's ill, so you had to use this light to do malacha for someone who was ill, or to light it even for someone who was ill. Is that what you're talking about? But since l'maisa of this light works on Shabbat, it certainly can't be used to express the Kedushat Shabbat. Is that what you mean? Doesn't it say b'feirush in the Braita that that's not the case? That ur shel chayav v'shel choleh mevorchim alav. That if you lit a fire, or this could be or as well, not necessarily ur. If it's anything that's lit for or is what's included here. Actually, if it's ur, not for or, it's not considered to be an error. So an or that was made for a woman who just gave birth, or a choleh who needed to have the ner lit on Shabbat for him, you can use it. So it can't be, therefore, that we're talking about the simple idea of shvitat haner in terms of the bria, irregardless of the particular use. We have no choice but to say, as Nachbar Yitzchak says, Omer Nachbar Yitzchak, my Shabbat, Shabbat Mimlechet Aveira. And here, of course, is the reason why it seems to be saying that there is an Isser of a Heftza of Melechet, that says Melechet Aveira. I mean, it's not an Aveira if a Goy writes it, does it, right? And indeed, the Rosh is Gersim Melechet Avodah. was used for something which, if a Jew had done it, would have been a malacha, which of course we can't consider this to be malacha, but since it's the work that would have been a malacha for a Jew, the Jew can't use it to express the Shvita mimalacha.
So even if a monkey would have done that, huh? It would have the same din even if a monkey had lit the candle.
Well, no, because then it's not malechet avodah. Malechet means it has to be conscious.
Okay.
Yeah. So in other words, if a volcano lit it, or a monkey lit it for that matter, it's not considered. I mean, it's the old quantum mechanics problem, you know, it's a monkey's collapse of a void frame. I mean, that's the shayla. Tani nami, hachi, ashashit shaita doleket volechet kolayom kulo, limotzei shabbat mivorchin aleha. The fact that something had been used on Shabbat, so you had even in a Jewish home, you had turned on an ashashit, you turned on the lights before Shabbat. The lights burned through all Shabbat, but no iser was done in light. It was lit before Shabbat. Then you would, even though this lamp worked all Shabbat, so to speak, in burning, you can use that because there was no malacha done with it. So when we talk about milacha, what the Gemara certainly seems to be saying at the end is this. The idea of a bria that shoveit has no meaning because shvita is only in terms of consciousness, and therefore God can be shoveit, bria can't be shoveit. The only element that can be shoveit in bria is consciousness. But that element of consciousness within bria is of course exactly the same for an akum as it is for a Jew. The only difference is that the Jew has an iser to do malacha and the akum doesn't. Expressive of the concept of shvita is that no malacha was done with it even by an akum, not because there's an iser heftz on malacha Shabbat, as suggested, this is my opinion, but I think it's very, very clear. It has nothing to do, in other words, the assumption of those achronim is that there's only two approaches. I mean, if the Gemara is being docha, the Bria's expression of Shvita, then you're left with an iser of a chepetz of Malachat Shabbat. I think that's simply not the case. If we redefine Shvita as being expressive specifically of consciousness in Shvita, not in the iser, then everything makes perfectly good sense. It's only God who was shoveit. It's nothing in Bria that was shoveit. The Bria continues to work, exactly as the Roman points out. I mean, that was his mistake. If Shabbat is fundamental to Bria, why don't we see natural processes ending on Shabbat? The inyan of the Sambation is just basically to be doche, and it's not really meaningful in terms of Bria, unless of course Sambation doesn't really mean a real river, and as we're talking about some mythological idea, so the idea of the Sambation would be a river that was mechubar indeed to the concept of Moach. Turn around on it. Nochri sheidlik mi Yisrael, v'Yisrael sheidlik mi Nochri, mevorchim alav. But Nochri me Nochri, ein mevorchim alav. Very strange halacha. A Nochri who lights a lamp from a Yisrael's lamp now, on the say Shabbat, or a Jew for that matter who takes a light from a Goy's lamp, would be perfectly okay, no matter what was done with it on Shabbat, but a Goy who takes from another Goy, you can't be mevorchim. Now that doesn't make much sense. I mean, I assume that the problem of Nochri Menochri is that since the original light was low Shabbat, so then you can't even light a light from a light that was low Shabbat. But then that would be true even if the Yisrael was lighting from the Nochri, no? So then Yisrael Menochri Nami Alo Shabbat. The Chi came, and if you're going to try to tell me that Hachi Surah Azulev Achrina, if you're going to try to tell me, now wait a minute, I mean, A flame is constantly new, isn't it? I mean, what you're looking at each moment is a new chemical reaction that was triggered by the heat of the previous chemical reaction. So at each moment you have basically a new chemical reaction that appears to you to be the same thing, but you're obviously seeing a new reaction at each moment of a shalhevet. So how can you view a shalhevet as an ongoing entity? It's not an entity. Each moment is a new entity, correct? So maybe that's the idea. In other words, okay, whatever had been done with the snare before is now no longer the entity that you have. That's what you'll try to tell me. Ubiyada the Israel komit yalda, and now we view this entity, because it's coming from a new nare, certainly as being disassociated with the original action, right? Of course, Tosis points out at this point, we could have said, so that would be true about a nochri mi nochri. Okay, but we avoid that because Nochrim and Nochri, it turns out, it's a gzera. And we're trying to avoid the gzera. Don't give me any other explanations. I want to attack directly this assumption that a shalhevet is viewed as a new entity at each point. And here's a brilliant way of proving that a shalhevet is not a new entity. Because if you carry a shalhevet on Shabbat, you're chayav. Whereas if it's a new entity, what you were oker, you weren't meniach. That's great. Come on, Rich.
Yeah, but that's assuming the plane exists by itself.
Well, that's, we're talking about where...
You're carrying a candle.
No, that's like saying you're carrying a bed to carry a person. You're not chayav on the bed, you're chayav on the person. The only thing that's important to us here is the shalhevet. So, Elul Adetani Hamotzi shalhevet l'rishut rabim chayav. Why? Am I chayav? Masha akar lo iniach, umashi iniach lo akar. If you're talking about a shalhevet as not a continual entity, so then you couldn't possibly be chayav on Shabbat, because you have to take out the thing that you put down. And in this case, what you put down is something new. Elul Leolam di isura nami ite. The way that we view the shalhevet is clearly has to be that there's elements of the original shalhevet that's always viewed in the very fact that we are continuing the same continuous reaction. Also, although it's true that there certainly is new shalhevet here, but we always view the new as containing in it elements of the old. But if that's the case, so then if we're willing to be mavorach here on the tosefet of the heter, since I now added new light by putting on this new candle, then why can't I do the same thing at nochri from a nochri? So then yachi nochri mi nochri nami, says the Gemara, ein hachi nami. Actually, there would be no difference between a nochri where he lit from another nochri, now has a tosefet of a ner, and the Jew takes this to be mevorech. It should be perfectly okay. The only reason we don't like that is gzera mishum nochri rishon ve'amud rishon. Since the original shalhevet was a shalhevet that had been done on Shabbat, we don't want to use that light. Since we don't want to use that light, we don't want to use light that continues from that ner. And since that's true, we don't want to use light that was lit from the light that continued on that nair, because we view it people's mind as that it'll all be the same thing. So Tosfos points out, clearly we have to say it's all one gezerah, it's not a gezerah and a gezerah. In other words, there's one gezerah not to take eish from the nochri, from a nochri. Whether it's the same nochri, a different nochri, whether it's later, whether it's a different candle. So in other words, we wouldn't use that candle as a Shabbat. A guy is on the road, he's traveling, he didn't have his own candle, he's traveling at Motzei Shabbat, and he sees light coming from a window somewhere. Imrov nochrim eino mevarech, imrov Yisrael mevarech. So he can rely on the road, and he can assume that this is a ner shet Shabbat. By the way, this beautiful question over here, which is, why don't we say, as we always do, that there's no rov when something is kavua b'mekomo? And since over here you're looking at a house which either is a Jewish house or not a Jewish house, but what's a chayak to say this is kavua?
He's going to move arrest on the light that he sees in the window. He's not going to go up and knock at the door. And,
yeah, you know, right. Yeah. He's on the road.
Does he not know? It has his own body.
What do you mean? Of course he doesn't know. He was just deposited here by that alien spaceship. Yeah, it's the same guy. So he follows us around throughout the Gemara, this guy. He's quite a life. So anyway, there's a beautiful teretz on this, which the Aforim speak out. And that is that, by definition, life is always parish. It's never kavua. It's called the parish, merubako parish. Because it's not really kavua bimakomo. What you're looking at is the piece of meat that fell into a chatzer, into a public place. That came from one of the butcher shops. The fact that the butcher shop is kavua has nothing to do with what was porridge for the butcher shop. So light is always porridge. Beautiful. Alright, so anyway, he's going around, and now you say you go according to the rov. Now, haguf akasha, first you said, imrov nochri me no mevarech. Okay, now that means if it's half and half, that you can be Mavarech. But then you say, if it's Rov Yisrael, you can Mavarech, which is much of it's half and half. You can't be Mavarech. Now, don't you have to be a little careful in what you're saying? Which way does it go? Well, Bedinu, the Afilo Mevtzal Mevtzal Nami Mavarech. Actually, the correct implication is that you could be Mavarech on the Mevtzal Mevtzal. But because we started off with the words Rov Nochrim in the beginning, we used Rov Yisrael in the end. But the initial interpretation was correct. Only if it's Rov Nochrim is it a problem. If it's Mevtzal Mevtzal, it's not a problem. Tan Rabbanan, Hayama Alechutz Sekrach V'at Tinok V'Avuka B'Yado Bodek Achrav. You're walking along the road, and you see a kid walking, and he's carrying a torch. You have to find out if he's Jewish. If he's Jewish, you can be Mavarech, and if he's a guy, you can't be Mavarech. This is very, first of all, why does that have to be a kid? I mean, what do you mean a kid? We just say, you don't know if the person, well, he's a person, no? I mean, what, does it make an afkamino? My aritino? I feel good on nami. The case over here is that you are right after Shabbos. You're some of Lishkiyat HaMaskina. If this is an adult, so then Gadol Mukha Milta the Nachri, there's no point of being Bodek Acharav, because why was he walking around a minute after Havdalah? This, of course, was before they discovered smoking. But nowadays, this is no longer a... Yeah. And obviously, when the Meiriv is made to finish at the instant that one can light up, then on the contrary, if there's somebody walking with a torch for Tzei Shabbat, the assumption would be who else would be out of this hour with a torch?
A smoker.
He was a Jew. And until now he couldn't smoke. But without that, it's amazing how life changes. So without that, the question would be, why in the world would a Jew be carrying an avuka out of the house? Of course, even 15 years ago, nobody would be able to say that, because why wasn't he smoking in the house? But now, a combination of smoking and being thrown out of the house for smoking changes this entire psak. So anyway, gadol mukhamil sedavade nochriyu. So if he's a gadol, then he's certainly not Jewish. Whereas a tinok, okay, you know, he runs out, he took the candle a little bit early, you know, but he was anxious to get to the movies on time. So Akrivanaki, it could be that he grabbed things a little bit early. Well, now you have to find out, therefore, maybe he's Jewish. You always have this problem of what you're looking at coming from a window. It may well be a fire that was there for cooking purposes or for maybe manufacturing purposes, like a kifshan. Maybe somebody's burning some pottery on Matzei Shabbat. You can't use that light, because that light wasn't made for light. It was made for manufacturing. And so, if it is light that is wide enough now to have been the light that is even coming from a kifshan, but at a certain point, the kifshan was used for both purposes. Because once it got good and hot, then you can be mavarech on it, because they would use the light from the kifshan for their hobby or their manufacturing, and also for light. So, but if it's not big enough to be the kifshan at that point, you can't be mavarech on it. Indeed.
What happens if you see a house burning down? Can you use the light?
You know, there's an interesting... Well, of course it depends. If it's during the Gulf War, people are dancing around it and saying, but there's a very beautiful Pirkei Reb Eliezer that says that you can be Mavarech on the light of the stars, because it's Borei Morei Ha'Eish. Interesting. If it's light enough for you to be Nene from it. Unfortunately, we don't see stars any longer, but it used to be there were these things up in the sky.
Exactly, if you're in the...
Oh, yes! Then there's the shaila of whether you can do that. Some think that you could do that on the moon, in which case there's a riot that the Bavli doesn't hold the Yerushalmi, because later on it says, it doesn't hold this Medrash, because later on it says that if you don't have it there, you don't have to go for it. Just go outside and use the star, use the moon. But obviously the moon isn't there. If they were talking about stars, it wasn't talking about reflected light. Yeah. Okay, well, because we'll see, you can't use reflected light. Mm-hmm. So, obviously you wouldn't be able to use the moon either.
Some of the stars are reflected planets, but Rome...
No. Your Venus light up there? That's not called... That's Kokov Shiroi Mafilu Beyom. We're talking about the Kokov Shiroi. So lo kasha. So anyway, Tani Chada, one price it says or shall keep shan mevorchim alav, but Tani Rav in mevorchim alav. And indeed, as we saw, lo kasha b'tchila b'sof. After things get good and hot, then indeed they use that heat to put a little bit of a fire on top, and you can use that for the orah also. We find the same thing by a tanur and kiraim. One bright says, or shall tanur v'shal kiraim mivorchim alav v'tani d'chei mivorchim alav, and here too lokasha v'tchila v'sof. And Rashi explains that after, in a tanur, after they would cook the bread and so on in it, they would put some, toothpicks, light things kindling. That could burn, kindling, in front, and that kindling would burst into flame. They would use that for the light while it burnt up the smoke in it and so on. So that was the minhag. There always was a little bit of light afterwards.
What's the gas range?
Okay. Another question was, same idea, we have a steering bright, so it's about the or of a Beit HaKnesset. So one bright that says, an or that's lit in a Beit HaKnesset, in a Beit Midrash, mevorchim alav. You know those candles they put all over? V'tzani yidach, ein mevorchim alav. Lo kasha, hadi ika adam chashuv, had leka adam chashuv. So if you have a adam chashuv, then they light for the honor of the adam chashuv, not because they want the or, at least it's how Rashi learns. Others learn just the opposite. You know, that they would usually allow people to use the light of the Levana, but here they lit, and it would be a lit lechavod to the or of the other. But anyway, Rashi learns that a light that's lit lechavod, even though obviously the kavod is the emission of the light, but it's not used for, it's not there in order to make it easier for you to see. It's there just like, we light in the Beit Knesset and leave a candle burning, for a sign of the Shechina, that kind of thing. So if for another Choshev, they would do the same thing. And that you can't use for Havdalah, because it isn't for the purpose of light. But if there's Leka Adam Chashuv, so then they must have been lit in order to be able to read the Siddur a little bit better. V'yibayitema, hava hadi'ika Adam Chashuv. Now, of course, the other gears would be the Leka Adam Chashuv, depending on how it is that you, whether you learned like Rashi, this is like Rashi, if you learned the other way around, then we would say the Leka Adam Chashuv. It depends if there's a chazan. Again, remember that a chazan in those days was the guy who took care of the Beit HaKnesset. He would usually live there. There was a shamash, yeah. There's usually a little room for him. So this was his house. So it depends if there was a chazan there or not. So if there's somebody there, so then, again, Rashi's girsa, if there's an ika adam chashuv, then the ika adam chashuv, if there's a chazan, so then we understand that it was also done for the or of the for him to be able to see what he's doing. Or we could even say maybe both cases are talking about whether it was a chazan v'lo kasha, the ika siarad, like a siarad, depends if there was a big moon out. If there's a big moon, the derech was, you would allow the chazan to see his way by the moon. Therefore, even if there's a chazan, we understand that it was lit. We're still going to ika adam chashuv, that it was lit for the adam chashuv. If there's no moon out and there's a chazan out, then even though there's an adam chashuv, the assumption is that the chazan would have to be able to see what is needed.
Sure.
Hmm?
Yeah, and then you do make the can be mavar.
If it's for light, then you can be mavar.
For any light, for any purpose.
Yeah.
In
the
you would say candle.
When there's a moon, not
when there's a moon, then it's still the lekavod, and not for the chazan.
No.
But it's interesting that apparently the norm was to use the light of the moon. Use the light of the moon to see by, right? In other words, people would not light a candle at night if there was a moon. I mean, remember, it's extremely expensive to light a candle. You're going to burn energy if you can see what you're doing. Like we sort of, forgotten that whole idea. Also, we'll see what I made, that's the only. It's not
there could only be certain times of the month, certain times of the year.
Why certain times of the year?
Well, the month. Part of the time is clouds, not.
Oh, okay.
Or the cloud grass. Even last night, where the moon was
weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tanarabanan, how you Yoshvim Beit HaMidrash, we view on the Snehem, Beit Shemai Omrim, Kolachad Bechad Nevarech La'atzmo, U Beit Hillel Omrim, Echad Nevarech L'Kolam, Mishum Shneimar, Berov Am Hadrat Melech. If you're sitting in a Beit Midrash, and now they bring in the torch for Avdalah, one person, according to Beit Hillel, says the Borei Me'orei HaEsh because of Berov Am. And since this is not a Birkat HaNe'anim, because if it were a Birkat HaNe'anim, then obviously we'd be making it all the time, whenever we turn on the lights. But rather, it's a Baracha L'Chavod, the Briyat HaOr. So if that's the case, it should be done Berov Am, as opposed to the Birkat HaNe'anim, where we bedavka want everybody to make their own and not to be motzi somebody else. Whereas Beit Shammai says, it's better for each person to be Baruch himself. Now, Bishlam Beit Hillel Mefarshei Taima, we do understand Beit Hillel's reasoning. What is Beit Shammai's reasoning? Beit Shammai, my Taima, surely, Rova Am Hadrat Melech is not a matter of controversy. Kasavre Mishum Bitu Beit HaMidrash. We're afraid over here, look, if one person has to be Mavarach, and everybody has to be quiet, so you get everybody together, and now it's quiet there. I mean, it could take me 3 minutes till I get people to shut up so that the person who's making the bracha make the bracha. Mashenkin, if I'm allowed to make the bracha on my own, I just make the bracha and I get back to my work. So over there, there's no bitul. And therefore, because of the chashash bitul Beit HaMidrash, Beit Shammai held, don't say the bracha berabim. Taminami haki shabet rabban gamliel lo hayu omrim marpe bebeit HaMidrash, we play bitul Beit HaMidrash. And we know indeed people from Beit Rabban Gamliel were careful never to say Labriut or Asuta or Gesundheit or Zu Gesund or Bless you. Anybody else? In a Beit HaKnesset, because of the fact that it would cause the in the Beit Midrash, because it would cause Bitul Beit HaMidrash. Actually, some ask, isn't this Psak like Beit Shammai? And I mean, why were they doing that? They're Mechadish that they're. There's another issue over here, which may excuse the pun, but the question over here being whether it's a violation of Kiddushat Beit HaMidrash as opposed to just Stam Bito. I don't know how they fit into the Lashon of the Gemara, but you're not allowed to speak Dvarim B'Teilim or things that don't have to do with the Shul, believe it or not. Forget about the tefillah. It's nothing to do with the tefillah. You're simply not allowed to talk about anything else.
Or fundraising.
Why is that? Because the ner was only there lekabod and not for ri'ya. It's like a ner neshama. And bisamim is there only in order to prevent the smell of decay from becoming overwhelming. Amr Rav Yehuda Marav, kol shemotzim lefanav b'yom b'layla, ein mevorchim alav. V'chol she'ein motzim lefanav ela b'layla, mevorchim alav. Actually, it would depend, because a mate who would have a ner even b'yom, so then that's a sign that the ner is there lekavod, whereas a mate that wouldn't be someone that you would put a ner there as a sign of honor, then if you lit it in order to do the levaya, clearly it was there in order to see. And if it's in order to see, then you can be mevarech. Om Ravuna, samim shabet hakisei, if you have a deodorant that's used in a bathroom, v'shemen asfila avirat azuma, or you have now the shemen, we spoke about the minhag to bring out oil at the end of a meal, which was used to remove dirt and bad smells from your fingers. In both of these cases, ein mevorchim alav, because the bisamim in that case is bisamim that is not for the reach hatov, but rather to prevent the reach ra. Rashi says on the bisamim, of course, you would still be mevorch borei shemen arei. That's a different issue. If it's the type of shemen that fills the requirements we had before, shemen afar simon, shabbat rebi, and so on. Fine, that's a different idea, but the smell per se, to be yotz with borein minei b'samim, you wouldn't make a bracha on, apparently, even if it's not being used yet for that purpose, correct? In other words, being as it's miyuchad for that purpose, you bought a deodorant b'samim, then those b'samim are not considered to be miyuchad for reach tov, and therefore you don't make a bracha on them. In general, the rule is, by bisamim, it's not the fact of the smell. It's not the fact of the smell that's the issue that's mechayev you on the bracha, but rather it's the fact of a smell coming from a chefza that is made miyuchad, or in your mind being specifically used for smell. And we'll see this as fascinating implications. Lagabi duty-free shopping. No, seriously, it actually talks about duty-free shops here. And the sugi coming up, it's worthwhile paying strict attention, Richie. So this, yes, I mean, you wouldn't want to miss out on this. You know, I think even in a lot you can get your 17% off. So, I mean, this would be very nogea. We saw it already in terms of peirot, making a brocha of anunetrog, anotein reacht of a peirot, which according to Tosafot, unless the peirot are miyuchadim for that purpose, which some learn that even if you were miyach, is not enough, that it has to be that this is what it's for, not that it's meant to be eaten, and you happen to take it, and you're smelling it. It's be minogea, the same thing in terms of going by an orchard. You're going to make a bracha where these peirot are being grown for other purposes. Many hold you can't be miyachidit for smell, because that's not what it is. So in other words, again, your intent may be a good smell, but you don't have a chefza. If you're actually holding it in your hand, so then that could maybe consider that. I mean, they're mechalik ad kedei kach, these detailed chilukim of what would be considered to be miyachdo for smell. Something that's biyotcha, you could be miyach in the smell. And we'll see it's nogea actually, and you walk into a duty-free shop, and you have all of these different smells. There's something that we consider those to be reach sheyeshlo ikar. We thought that was a problem anyway. But that's where it will be nogea. We'll talk about it in a moment.
So the tree on Galed.
Sorry?
The tree on Galed. So
that's a shayla, you know, whether you can be miyach, whether you can be miyach in yourself, a smell. Mm-hmm. When
there's a guy who comes on Shabbat morning,
uh-huh,
on Yecheskel,
uh-huh,
with all sorts of different foliage and different people.
Yeah, the Sfardim do that. They miyachid it for smells.
It just permeates the entire Beit Knesset. It's beautiful.
Really?
I don't say it.
Where is this? Where?
And on Yecheskel.
But that's its purpose, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's like he brings it to different people.
Yeah.
I don't take it.
No, that's okay.
I'm benefiting from the.
Correct.
From the
yeah, we're about to get to this case. The next case is, so it says the Gemara, now what you're saying is apparently that because these besamim are used here not for their reyach but rather as a deodorant, just because they're here for other purposes than smelling, that you don't make a bracha on it even though you're smelling it and enjoying it, is that true? What about anichnas v'chanutosho basam? You walk into a duty-free shop. It's full of all kinds of really interesting smells. Hiriach reyach. If you walk in, you're there all day long. Doesn't matter how many different smells you got. You made one bracha. Whereas if you're going in and out, every time you go in, you have to be mevorach again. Now, when you walk into a duty-free shop, it's not that it was made to smell. It's that it happens to be smelling because the things that are there. So, Hakalav Lerechu Deavid VeKamavarek says, "Oh, that's not true, man. What do you know about marketing? Of course, the Recha Tavida. Obviously, they want it to smell. So, anybody passing by says, hey, maybe I ought to pick up a little bit of that. So, Mamela, the smell is part of the marketing. If it's part of the marketing, which is why there's so much effort being put into now into the smellies, you know, so you should be able to smell off your TV. I mean, imagine the difference. Imagine the difference. It could be the kids at the airport. Okay. So, therefore, that's not a riot. It ain't a chinami. Someone who didn't do it for the smell, ain't a chinami. Wouldn't be mavorach on it, even though you are enjoying it. So as if we're talking about, let's say, the Basam's room where he's trying to... Just call it back. It could be it's the drug. Huh? If it's the Basam's manufacturing center, you know, we're over there, the tachlis is the creation of it, not the smelling of it, then ain't nothing, I mean, you wouldn't smell. You wouldn't be more of a smell.
Interesting. They don't sell out of those places.
Is that?
A place where they don't expect...
Where they're not selling out of it. Yeah, exactly.
And what's the din for when they use the smell to get people to buy things?
That smell. That's real smell, sure. Tun Rabban, in Halach Hutzakrak, the Riach Reach, here you have the same question of smelling something as you're walking by a city. So again, im rov of deko chavim eino mevarech, because you got to worry about this problem of mesibot shalakum. So you don't say a bracha in those cases. But if rov Yisrael mevarech, whereas Rav Yosef says no. In this case, I feel rov Yisrael nami eino mevarech. You know why? Shemanot Yisrael mikatrot lekshafim. Actually, it was a minhag to try to get the demons out of your house. You know. So they would have various smells, and that would chase the demons away. And that kshafim, that is not considered to be l'reach. And therefore, you can't use that either. This is how some learn that it's they want to say it in the nice way. If you learn literally that it's l'kshafim, then it's us. Says the Gemara, come on, atu kulu l'kshafim mekatran. Come on, havelei miyuta l'kshafim. Ah, but still, there's another problem. You have miyuta, you have indeed miyuta l'kshafim, you have miyuta nami l'gamer takelim. Ishtaka ruba de lav l'reach avim. A lot of the smell that you'll find is people putting away their clothing after Shabbat. And when they would put away their clothing, they would, of course, in those days when they didn't have ways of dry cleaning, the only way that they had keeping smell out of the, or at least keeping you from noticing the smell of the dirty clothing, was to smell them up beforehand. So they would be mekater the kelim, the garment that they were wearing, fold them, put them away in their talis bag, and then the talis was wearable the next Shabbat. Right? We forget how much. if one of us would find ourselves in London of 200 years ago, we probably would die on the spot. Literally, open sewerage. It's only, we forget how recent it is. I mean, it's not even 200 years that the sewerage was dealt with. It was usually open pits, and the smells were just terrific. Every offal of it. Remember, you had all the animal traffic. There were no cars, so. The good old days without COVID, you could breathe. Yes. Omer Abchir Barav Omer Yoli. Hamehalech Barve Shabbatot Bitferia. Bumotze Shabbatot Bitziporia. The Riach Reach and Abuvarek. It's fascinating because these two cities, of course, are the Gemara that says, how have I should be among those who are Mekabel Shabbos Bitferia. And Mitzray Shabbos is a Tzipori. So Rashi learns that's because of the different elevations. So you have a later Shabbat in the Tzipori and an earlier Shabbat in Tveria, right? Because the sun sinks early in Tveria and the later in Tzipori. But others learn it's because of this Gemara. The minhag in Tveria was that they would, as they took out the kelim to use for Shabbat, they would be megamer the kelim then, so they would be freshly, it was really, muggy in Tveria, and you got to really take care of those kelim before Shabbat. In Tzipori, where you had, nice fresh air all the time and so on, they would be megamer the kelim in advance of the next Shabbat, so that they were being osek in Shabbat already in the next Shabbat, a Matzai Shabbat. Similar, that's the meaning of I should be osek. By the way, there's a minhag because of this, to put away your talit immediately after Shabbat for the next Shabbat. It's based on this. I'm sure you've all heard that minhag.
I thought just because they didn't fold it.
Huh?
I thought just because people wouldn't fold
it. The folding immediately after Shabbat is the same as the gomer takelim immediately after Shabbat in Tzipori to be ready for next Shabbat. So it's part of the tsar of losing Shabbat. Tana Rabbanan, and Bayam Alech B'shuk Shalakum, and you decide you want to enjoy that smell where the goyim are burning for the church and so on. Nitratzel ha'riach ha'rezechote. Ein levorchim ha'ner ha'chi ya'utu. You have to be nene from the neret. What's it, what it's saying in the Mishnah? Omer Abiram Rav, it doesn't mean literally being nene and then to be mavarach on it. What it means is a shiur in the light. Koshi ilu omeid b'karova mishtamesh la'ura. Since had you been close enough, you would have been able to use that light, so then you can be mavarech on it even though you're far away. Zafilo berichuk bakom. What's the machlokas? V'chein amar Rav Ashi, v'richuk makom shanino. It doesn't mean that you personally have to be nene. It means that it should be a bright enough light that close you could have been nene from it. Meis v'haital lo ner t'muna b'cheko o b'panas o shira'a shal hevet v'lo nishtamesh l'ora o nishtamesh l'ora v'lo ra'a shal hevet eino mevorech ad shireh shal hevet v'shtamesh l'ora. Now here it says, if you have a light that is inside of a panas, where you don't see the flame, or others learn where you're keeping it for warmth, which is highly unlikely, or you didn't use the light at all, even though you saw the light, or you did use the light, but was like reflecting off of something else, you didn't see the actual flame. In any of these cases, you're not mavarich. You need to see the flame and to use the light. Now, okay, what's the case? I understand the case would be mashkachah the kaima the keren zavit. For instance, I mean, somebody's blocking the actual flame. So, but nonetheless, the area is light because of it. That makes perfectly good sense. But what about this case of ra'ah shel eved v'lo nishtamesh l'ora? What does that mean? In other words, you saw light that was usable, but you were standing too far away to use it. Isn't that what it means? So apparently, the lav de mirchaka, that means that you're too far away, which implies that this light has to be next to you and therefore usable where you are. Or where you are, it's still usable. I mean, it's so bright. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Maybe the point of here is lo nishtamesh l'ora is kagon da'amya v'azla. You see the light, but the light is omem, it's going out, it's dull, and therefore even bimekomo, it's not suitable for use. But enochinami, maybe if it was suitable for use, bimekomo would be okay. Tan rabbon, gichalim lo chashot, if you have whispering coals.
Just one question.
Yes, sir.
Now, though they make in Beit Knesset.
Yes, sir.
People are saying Amabil, even though they're standing far away, yeah. They don't get
near it. We just saw it's machlokas, and we're still in the middle of this machlokas. Yes, indeed. If you have whispering coals, then you're mevorach on them. But if you've got omamot, if now they're going out, ein mevorachin aleha. Now, what is the shear of whispering? Hefidomi lo hashot. If you'd stick in a straw and it would immediately burst the flame. Now, that's called whispering. By the way, was that omamot or omamot? How do you pronounce that? Apparently, it's supposed to be with an ayin and not with an aleph, because that's why it says amamuhu. They weren't put out. Began Elokim.
The rub.
In other words, they were still burning. So we're talking about beautiful things in the garden. Rav Amar Yautu Mamash. Rav says no. When it says Yautu, I insist that it means actual Yautu. The Kamba Amar Ula Kadeshi Yakir Ben Iser Lepundio. Now you should know that there's a Machlokas Achronim here. Whether this means literally that you have to, or whether that you have to be able to. In other words, there's three levels to this. That it is usable, bimakoma. That it's usable even by you wherever you are. Or that it's used. It's actually used. Now, we have now gotten the halacha of looking at our tzipornayim. Nothing to do with tzipori, of course. And being yotze thereby to know the difference between the Tveria and Tzipori coin, as we'll see. What's an Islapidion? It's a type of coin. Chizki says, Kadesha Yakir, Bein Meluzma Shel Tveria, Meluzma Shel Tzipori again. You've got to know, I mean, if it's something that is similar, it's got to be recognizable in the light.
So
we use it to look at our fingernails, to be able to see some, say the difference between the busser and the fingernail, or to be able to see if you need to clean your nails, it'd be better. And so again, we have the very, it's very interesting. Rabbi Yehuda Mevorach Adabe Adadayla, Rabba was Mevorach Adabe Guria Barchama, Abaya was Mevorach Adabe Baravua. Now, there's machlokas here. Machlokas here. They use the light coming from the neighbors. So Rashi learns that they were, this was Rava. And because of that, he has to explain it this way, because Rava was the one who said you have to be nene. So therefore, he used the light of people that were nearby, because it was very bright. These were rich people, the houses were bright, he used their light. Others have a gears of Rava, and therefore, according to them, it's the opposite. Even the neighbor's house, which they weren't able themselves to be Yehutu, but the neighbors could have been Yehutu, was sufficient. You don't look at the Ner as part of the Mitzvah Havdalah, because it's just, it's put together with the Havdalah, but it's not really a Mitzvah. I used to look around for the Ner before being Havdalah. I don't go around looking. If I happen to have a Ner handy, then I say the Baruch on the Ner as part of my Havdalah. And again, as I mentioned to you, that those were Ma'orer, that there's a Raya that the Gemara doesn't hold of the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Because otherwise, why can't you go out to the stars? Mm-hmm. Never occurred to people that, the moon. Again, I don't see the moon as being an end. I question. Misha Achalam Reb Zvi Demir Reb Dimi Machlokes B'Shachach. The next piece that we had in the Mishnah was a guy who ate, was not Mavarech B'Mekomo. Can he be Mavarech when he remembers? Or must he go back to where he was? Omrev Zvid Vitem Rav Dimi Bar HaMachlokas, the Machlokas between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, is Davka B'Shachach. So he forgot the bench, and therefore he has to go back only according to Beit Shammai. But B'Mezid, even Beit Hillel would agree. Divrei HaKol Yachzor L'Mekomo V'Yivarech. If he went out on purpose, then he has to go back. Well, obviously, it says in the Mishnah, Misha Kal V'Shachach, I know how to read, Pshita V'Shachach Tanan. No. That could have been misunderstood. You could have thought that the Mishnah mentioned V'Shachach, because, and what did Ma'at HaTema, what did Afilu B'Mezid? The reason the Mishnah said V'Shachach is to say, you know, how makbid Beit Shammai was, that you had to go back to bench. Even if you walked out by accident, you'd still have to go back to bench where you were. So Kamash Malan, that no, actually the only case where the Machloket was B'Shachach, whereas Beit Hillel would agree, you certainly, if you purposely walked out, then you'd have to go back. Tanya, Marlan Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. Said Beit Hillel Beit Shammai, so according to you, please be reasonable. Mishachal B'Rosh HaBira, a guy ate at the top of the Empire State Building. He goes downstairs, of course he can't use the Shabbos elevator, there's no self-respecting Jew with Chatzron used the Shabbos elevator in Empire State Building. You're telling me he has to walk up all the way to the top floor to be Mavarech again. By that time he'll have a heart attack. So, V'bishi Yarad, V'shachach V'yarad, V'lo B'rech, Yachzor L'Rosh HaBirah V'yavarech. Amal and Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, and what about if he left his wallet up there, huh? Well, you think he's going to leave his wallet with his passport and credit cards up there? Guarantee you he'll walk back up. Exactly. So lo ya levi etlena lichvod atzmo ole lichvod shamayim lo koshikein. Certainly, if you're going to do it for your own things, you should do it lichvod shamayim. In fact, there were two talmidim.
Why is that called lichvod shamayim for the arnikiu? Isn't it like a surah?
It's not. It's called lichvod atzmo.
Yeah, why is it kavod?
That's not to care about yourself, is to give yourself credit as being valuable. That's kavod. Anything that you do for something means it's valuable enough to do it. No. And there were two talmidim. One who left Bishogeg, and he followed Beit Shammai, and he went back, and guess what he found? A wallet full of gold. What would you think? The Ashkach Arnake the Dahab. The other one who went out bemazed, like Beit Hillel, but he was eaten by a lion. The Akle Aryeh. Rabba Barbarchana, because of Bishayarta. Rabba Barbarchana was in a caravan, and he ate at the stop at the Hojo's, and Ishtali Milobarak, he forgot to make a bracha, and now he's in big trouble, because how is he going to get the bus driver to drive back to Howard Johnson's for him to be Mubarak? Because it's talking about Mazed, it means he went out to Tzorech. So it's similar to Shogeg, because he needed to go, that's how they're Mepharish. So he says to himself, how am I going to get the bus driver to turn around to go back to Howard Johnson's? If I tell him I forgot the bench, he'll say, no, ah, you can bench here. Listen, God is with you wherever, you know. I mean, really, I know what they'll say to me. They'll say, don't worry, wherever you bench, you're benching to God. I know their attitude. I know what I'll do. I'll tell them that I forgot something valuable back at the Howard Johnson's. So I'll tell them that I forgot a Yonah of Zahav. So I'll tell them, I'm sure Yonah did a Hava, a little bird made out of solid gold. So he comes, they says, wait, we got to turn around. Anchi Yonah did a Hava. Oh, well, everybody run. Of course, we'll wait for you. So Azel Ubarak, he goes back to Ojo's, he says his bracha, and sure enough, he finds a Yonah did a Hava, of all ridiculous things to find. Now, why did he pick out that of all crazy things? Mishna Yonah. Because Klal Yisrael is compared to Yonah. Tichtiv kanfei Yonah nechpa b'kesef, ve'evrotea b'yirak rak charutz. So here we see that we covered in gold, yirak rak charutz. My Yonah in a nitzelet. Why is this? Because just like a Yonah, the only way that she has to save herself, not exactly a fighter, but she's nitzelet only b'chenafeha. Af Yisrael eina nitzolin ela b'mitzvot. So since this was my big mitzvah, and I'm mechupa zahav, so therefore he said, Yonah shel zahav.
This isn't Yonah matzah.
Ah, that's cute.
With no son. With no son, and itself, the natural father of birth.
I don't know. How much time do you have to be mevarech after eating kamashiri? Cool. Goes, as long as you're not hungry, then you are considered to be still in the time that you would be able to be mevarech. Rish Lakish Omer, Kozman Shiitzma Machmat Achilato. You have to have still the thirst that was nigram from your achila. Omele Rabbi Yemar Bar Shami Lamar Zutra, Omele Rabbi Yemar Bar Shizvi Lamar Zutra. Did Rish Lakish say that it was dependent on thirst? Vomer Vami Om Rish Lakish Kama Shiuri Kul. What's the shir in the Mishnah that says, Achi Yitakrep, Kidei Hiloch Arba Mil? 72 minutes? Assuming that a meal, those shittas will hold you walk a meal in 18 minutes, which is what we usually, so we get our 18-minute shir all over the place. So Arba Milin would be now, you have a time of 72 minutes to make your Birkat HaMazon. So make up your mind. I thought you said that the shir was Achitzma, Kozman Achitzma. Lokasha. Kan Be'achila Meruba, Kan Be'achila Mu'et. And Rashi explains Achila Meruba, you have Arba Milin. That can be assumed. Tosfos time is, and on the contrary, that this is less time than the Achila Mu'et. He reverses it. In other words, Achila Meruba is as long as you're still thirsty. It could be 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever. Achila Mu'etet, we give you 72 minutes. And that's what we're samech on. As long as you're not hungry, when we're samech on the other shir, as long as you're not hungry, you can still be mevarech. Bolehem yayin.
Even beyond the 72 minutes.
Yeah, even beyond. Bolehem yayin. So now you shouldn't answer amen to a brocha unless you know that it's from a Yisrael. Now, our assumption at this point is that you're going to be ona amen in order to be yotzei the brocha. So asks the Gemara, how could you be yotzei the brocha if you didn't hear the brocha? So the name of Yisrael, just because you're Jew, avagav delo shama kula bracha, you could still be ona, meaning ona to be yotzei. V'chilo shama echinafik, if you haven't heard the brocha, how in the world can you be yotzei? Amar chiya barav, we're not talking about where you want to be yotzei, you're not even eating with them. B'shelo achali mahem, you're just saying amen to a bracha. Rav gave advice to Chia, his son, my son, if you've got a case to be able to grab that kosher bracha and be the one to be mevarech, do it. Because don't hesitate. Big, big schus to be able to have the kosher bracha. Are you claiming it's better to be the one to make the bracha than to be the one who says amen? I'd rather be mevorech than amen. Vatanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, gadol on amen yoter min amevorech. But actually it says just the opposite. That it's better to be the one who says amen than to be the one that's mevorech. And the raya is, that I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. Because Armalei Reb Neroya Shamayim, can I swear that's true? Because wouldn't you rather be a hammer than a nail?
Yeah.
Who's the nail? The nail is the four cannon fodder, right? And who's the hammer? That's the general. Who goes into fight, the cannon fodder or the general? There you go. So the guy who does all the work, he doesn't get any of the credit. He just gets smashed. Okay, so basically, look, Gulayim and Yordimu Midgarim B'Milchama. There you go, you got the foot soldiers. They're doing all the work. And then they go ahead and they get themselves chopped up. Then the Giborim Yordinu Minatzchim. Then you've got the leaders over there. They're the ones who get all the credit. We raise the flag, and then they take the picture. Those are the guys who raise the flag. So over here, okay, same thing. The guy's going to be Mavarek. Okay, but who's saying the Amen? That's the issue.
Oh man, I'm right behind you.
Actually, it's annoying. The Tanya Echad Mavarek, Echad Aone Amen B'mashma. The truth is that it's a machlokas tanoi, because both of them, when we say birchu, this is a drasha, as it says kumu, birchu et Hashem Elokechem, and then it says v'yivorchu shem kvodecha. Now we know v'yivorchu shem kvodecha is the amen that was said in the Beit HaMikdash. They used to say v'yivorchu shem kvodecha mi'olav ve'adolam, and so on. So both of these are mashma the same l'chora. So, nonetheless, b'maharim l'hamivarech yoter min onei amin. According to this braita, the mevarech, being as even the one who begins it, he has a quicker schar than the one who says amin. Boy minei shmu mirav maola anot amin achar tinokot shabit rabban. How about kids in school that are learning brachot? They're not really making brachot, they're studying brachot. Do you say amin to the bracha? Is it the nusach of the bracha, God should be blessed? Or is amen part of an actual bracha? Like we saw before, you can't be botseya until the amen is completed, because the amen is part of the bracha. There's no bracha being made. There's only the words being said. Is there an inyan to say amen to words being said? Omalei acha hakolonim amen chutz mitunokot shobet rabban hoel velehitlamed asuyin. They're not making a bracha. They're only practicing the words. And on words, you don't say amen. It's on the concept and on the chalot of the bracha that you say amen. V'ani mile b'dalo idin maftirayo. This is dafka, if it isn't time to say their haftarah. If they're saying the haftarah, then they're really being mevar, because the tinok is allowed to be called up to the haftarah. Some learn this miftarayo is eating, actually. In other words, if they're actually going to be making a mevar, a bracha on something, there's nothing wrong with but saying amen to a child's bracha, as long as it's a real bracha. Turn around. Shemen ma'akevet ha-bracha. As we saw earlier, the last part of the seuda, this is the very end of Masechet Brachot, insofar as it deals with food, is this last piece. You're at the end of the seuda, they're bringing out now the oil, which was used for the cleaning of your hands. So that shemen is ma'akev the bracha. First of all, you cannot say, Rashi says, actually it's about close, but you cannot say the bracha until you've done this, because you're not ready yet for a bracha. Furthermore, it's ma'akev the need for a bracha, because anything that is still brought before they bring out that shemen is considered to be part of the seudah. There was no hafsakat adat, as we saw earlier, that's b'chayev you to make another bracha.
Is this equivalent of my own?
Yes, it is indeed. So this is said by Rabbi Ziloi, and that's sort of cheap. On the other hand, Rabbi Zivoi, who is very prominently shiny, says, Enoma akev, because, you know, I mean, he always shines. Ravanka says, Shemen tov makev, but Rabbi Zuhamoi was really dirty. He says, Keshem shemizuham pasul avodah. I tell you, they play these games all the time. I mean, obviously these names are plays on what it is that they're saying. as we'll see. So Rabbi Zuhumoi, he says, Kishem Shemizuham Pasul Avodah, Kach Yadayim Mizuhamot Psulot Levracha. So if you can't do the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, you have Yadayim Mizuhamot, follow me, Rabbi Mizuham, who says that you mustn't make that bracha. Says Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, look, I don't know nothing about Zilois, I don't know nothing about Zivois, and I don't know nothing about Zuhamois. I only know prices, you see. And I'll tell you what it says in the price. Matnita Yadana, Yom Rav Yoram Rav, Vaimanova Matnita Tana, Vitkadishtem, this refers to the Vitkadishtem, Vitem Kidoshim. So the Vitkadishtem refers to make yourself holy by taking the Mayim Rishonim. Vitem Kidoshim refers to the Mayim Achroni. Ki Kadosh, this refers now to the Shemen that you use afterwards. Ani Hashem Elokechem Zu Biracha. And this is, okay, there's a number of different yersos because that have been changed because of the psukim that have been used here, really a combination of words from two psukim, because there's no posuk that writes these two together. The Kodesh Ani Hashem Elokechem is not the same as Ani Hashem Elokechem, which is a completely different pasuk. So it's like putting together two psukim. Because of that, there's questions as to whether the Gemara really meant that. But in any event, we have Ramazim here to everything in the Suda from the beginning of the Mayim till the ending of the Shemen. Hadron Alach Eilu Devarim. Perfect way to end the preparations for Pesach. Is to know all of the dinim of the Suda. We saw how many of these are Nogea Mamish, the Suda Pesach particularly. And we then need at the end of the Seder, Haroe Mokum Shinasu Bonisim Yisrael. Sorry. Look at this, I get so involved in my talking. So the next thing we need to know, of course, is, I mean, if you see the place where they crossed over the Yam, what do you say? You have to say, Baruch Sha'asa Nisim Lavotenu B'Makom Hazeh. Or, of course, Alel Pesach L'Mi Sha'asa Nisim, and so on. See you, Be'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow. We decided at 10:45, after the end of the 10:45 a.m.
No.
No. That's why we're at 45. You just finished. You just ate.
Twice.
Right before your nap.
Very late. Very late. After Sudash
Shashash.
Huh? After the Suda.
In the morning is after you completed your Suda. It has to be. It's Pesach. It's Erev Pesach.
Wait. I have to finish eating chametz by a certain time.
Yes.
I have to finish eating the chametz.
By 10:45 is certainly long after.
You have to eat the chametz. I mean, it's certainly going to be, we're giving you enough time to finish the suda too. Finish the bread in the
minutes.
An hour later. I have to finish it till 9:45.
Is right. It 14 or 9:52?
Whatever!
No, I'm asking because I
don't
know. 9:52.
No?
Unless you want to be mocking like the
draw. I'll tell you, say, this is not good. I'm happy to change it. What do you want?
I just want to make sure I'm there on time.
Tell us what you want.
To be there on time.
Okay, what time?
10:45.
It's been agreed upon at 10:45, then I guess that's
it. Is that okay? Is it a problem?
I don't know. For me, it's always a problem.
Make it okay.
It's a
you like to make it at 11? You want to have more time to eat the non-chametz part of the meal?
No, this is 10:45. Okay, full time. What I had in mind was before mincha. That's all.
It is before mincha.
No. I mean, like
we're also before mincha. We're also going to do a little bit of the haggadah and so on. I mean, it's fine. I'm naked either way. Does anybody want to change this? Or
no,
seems fine.
It's just a mind. Because
some people can't take mass. It's
change.
Time.
It's a
gear change, that's all.
Excellent.
This way you have more of a chance to take a nap. Whatever the kids go down in the afternoon. Because
someone took the
car. Yeah, when my kids go down.
Where do we go?
Put in there.
Someone brought the bus.
Yes. It says, is there money in it?
Yes.
Okay, how much money is it?
I'll find out.
Okay, who else wants to give more shvitim? You could still give.
Two.
For Rabbi Shlomo Kaplan.
I know, but where will be as
I'll take it.
Okay. What does
that have? Rabbi has that money.
10:45. Hello. Hi, you came just in time for Daf Yomi.
Hello.
Sorry, we just finished it.